J.P. Morgan debanked Polymarket. Now eyes an underwriting role. J.P. Morgan cut off banking services to prediction market Polymarket last year, citing regulatory concerns, according to a Financial Times report surfaced by Cointelegraph on August 14, 2026. The detail that makes the story more than a routine account closure. The bank never fully severed the relationship, and it is now weighing an underwriting role for the platform. That combination, a bank that pulled deposit and payment services, yet stayed close enough to bid on future capital markets work, shows how large institutions manage exposure to crypto-adjacent businesses. They ring-fence the risky parts while keeping a seat for the parts that could pay later. The debanking and what triggered it. Debanking means a bank ends its relationship with a customer, closing accounts, and cutting off payment rails, usually because the compliance cost or perceived risk outweighs the revenue. For a business, losing bank access is close to an existential event. No payroll, no vendor payments, no fiat on-ramp for customers. The FT reporting attributes J.P. Morgan's move to regulatory concerns. Prediction markets have sat in a contested legal zone in the United States, where the Commodity Futures Trading Commission has scrutinized event-based contracts and their proximity to gambling law. A bank facing that ambiguity often chooses to step back rather than risk being the payment conduit for activity regulators may later challenge. Polymarket itself has been at the center of that fight. The platform historically blocked U.S. users after a 2022 CFTC settlement, then spent much of 2026 moving toward compliant domestic access. The banking relationship reportedly frayed during the period when its U.S. status was least settled. Keeping the door open, the more revealing half of the report is that J.P. Morgan retained ties even after pulling core services. Banks rarely make binary decisions with businesses they expect to matter. A firm can be too risky to bank on the payment side and still be an attractive client for investment banking, where the bank earns fees on debt or equity issuance without holding the same day-to-day operational exposure. Underwriting is the function where a bank arranges and guarantees the sale of new securities, taking on the risk that the offering sells at the agreed price in exchange for fees. An underwriting role for Polymarket would imply the platform is heading toward a capital raise or a public market event large enough to need a bulge bracket bank to run it. J.P. Morgan positioning for that mandate, while its own compliance arm decided the deposit relationship was too hot, is a study in how one institution prices the same client differently across business lines. The FT did not report that any underwriting deal is signed. The framing is that J.P. Morgan is eyeing the role, which places this in the early exploratory category rather than a completed transaction. Signals for the broader crypto economy, banking access, has been the quiet choke point for crypto businesses since 2023, when a wave of debankings followed several bank failures and heightened scrutiny of digital asset deposits. The pattern here is a partial thaw. A bank that once walked away is now competing for the profitable end of the relationship because it expects the regulatory picture to clarify. For the payments and card corner of crypto, the read-through is indirect but real. Card issuers, stablecoin firms, and on-ramp providers all depend on stable banking partners. And the willingness of a bank like J.P. Morgan to keep a foot in the door signals that the largest institutions are recalibrating rather than retreating. The recent MasterCard purchase of stablecoin infrastructure firm BVNK points the same direction. Incumbents buying and building into crypto rails once the legal risk looks manageable. None of this changes conditions for everyday spenders today. Prediction markets are not payment tools, and Polymarket's banking arrangements have no bearing on which crypto card works at a checkout. The relevance is upstream, in how banks decide which crypto businesses to serve, which in turn shapes which consumer products can eventually find stable rails in markets like the United States.